بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Inshallah, today this is our 10th session, 10th class from book number 1, Medina book. And inshallah, today we're going to take lesson 6. Before the Salat, we have began to review some of the previous lessons. Before the Salat, we have begun to review some of the previous lessons. And we went over some of the points that we found the most important points in lesson number 1. In lesson number 2, brothers, can you lower your voice, please? In lesson number 3, in lesson number 4, and in lesson number 5. And those of you who are here before the Salah, alhamdulillah, you know, hopefully it was some benefit and a reminder, and hopefully an encouragement for us to be reviewing regularly, to go over the lessons on a regular basis, inshallah. Brother, can you please lower your voices, please? Competition, too much competition for me. Okay, so we went over some of the points related to the ism ishara, hadha and dhalika. Hadha is used for things which are near, and dhalika is used for things which are far. And we also went over the question words like ma, when we're asking about things, ma hadha, what is this? And we talked about men, when you're asking about people, men hadha, who is this? And we talked about ism istifham, Hamzatul Istifham, when you want to ask a question about something you're not sure about. If you wanted to say, Ahadha Masjidun, is this a masjid? Are you not sure? And the answer we said is one of two possibilities. Either you'll say yes, or you'll say no. Na'am and la. We also talked a little bit about al-idafa, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more just briefly. We talked about alif lam and tanween, the definite article for things which are specific or particular, and tanween, that is the double dhamma or double kasra or double fatha, when things are indefinite. There were a couple of points that we didn't really get to, and I'll just mention them in brief because we want to get to the lesson today, and we have a little bit of work left over from the previous lesson, one exercise that we didn't read, exercise number 4. And I asked you in the homework to please read exercise number 4 because we didn't do it last week in the class. Okay, but in any case, the other thing that I was mentioning before the Salat is ta al-marbuta, and we said that ta marbuta is a letter, right, that is always at the end of a word. It can never be in the beginning or middle of a word. It always has to be the final letter. And we said that ta marbuta is always preceded, the letter before it, whatever letter it is, it has to be with a fatta vowel, fatta or fatta alif. The letter before ta marbuta is always fatta. And we can see that in this example here, although this is not really what we wanted to use this for. But we can see that this word hakimun, if we add tarmabuta to it, the dhamma on the meme, well, the tanween, first of all, is transferred to the end of the letter, and the vowel is changed from a dhamma to a fatta, because ta marbuta is always preceded by fatta. Tarmabuta usually indicates that a noun or an adjective is feminine, usually indicates that it's feminine. And in the previous level 1 class, last term, we also mentioned that if a suffix is added at the end of a word that ends with ta marbuta, that ta marbuta will change to a regular open ta. It will become ta maftuha. Because why? If you add something to the end of the word, then the tarmabuta will no longer be the last letter of the word. And tarmabuta has to be the last letter of the word. So if you add anything to a word that ends with tarmabuta, it can't remain as tarmabuta. You have to change it to a regular ta. No, it doesn't change the word. It's the way you write it and the way you pronounce it is changed. That's all. Okay, it doesn't change the meaning of the word at all. Remains exactly with the same meaning. But when you write it, you have to write it as an open, regular open ta maftuha. In any case, we discussed this in the previous level 1 class before. Okay, so we just mentioned it in passing. We'll talk about ta marbuta today in lesson number 6. Also, there's ya and nida. That is when you are trying to get someone's attention and you say, ya Mahmoodu, or ya Muhammadu, and so on. Like this, when you're calling somebody, it's called the vocative ya. And the noun that has a tanween, if you use ya in front of it, it has to be reduced to a single vowel, a single dhamma. Instead of two dhammas, it will be one, it will become one dhamma. And also, we didn't talk about huruf jar, but for sake of time, we won't talk about it today, except to say that the huruf jar, that is prepositions, we have taken four of them in lesson four. That is ala and fi and ila and min. And the main thing you know about the preposition is that the noun that follows it is always what? What is the case of the noun that follows it? Always takes kasra. It's majroor. We call it majroor. Takes kasra. Okay, the noun that follows it always takes kasra. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess. That's the summary of what we covered. Somebody mentioned that we also had these verbs, dhahaba and kharaja. And dhahaba means to go away. And kharaja means to go out. You were inside someplace, you went out of it. Kharaja. Okay, so the difference between these two verbs is any fine point. But you should note, dhahaba means merely to go away. But if you say kharaja, it means the person was inside somewhere and they went outside. They didn't just go away, but they went away and they went out. Okay, so there's a difference between these two words that we should note. All right, this is pretty much what we wanted to cover in the reminder of our summary review. In the last lesson, the main thing that we dealt with is al-idafa. This is the main thing that we dealt with in the last lesson, in lesson number 5. That was the main grammatical point, al-idafa. Al-idafa, the construct phrase, consists of two parts. The first part is called mudafun, which they say is the possessed, the thing that is possessed, and mudafun ilayhi, which they call the possessor. Okay, this is a construction of two words to bring about a new meaning. You have two words that are independent. When you put them together, then it shows the relationship between them. In many cases, it's the relationship of the thing that is possessed and the one that possesses it. But not in every case. We talked about that in detail last week and the week before. The main thing you need to know about al-idafa, the construct phrase, is that the first part of the construct phrase, the mudafun, never takes tanween and it never takes alif lam. The second part, the mudafun ilayhi, must take either tanween or alif lam. And the second rule of idafa is that the mudafun can take any vowel, dhamma or kasra or fatta. If there's a preposition before it, this dhamma will be changed to a what? Kasra. So it can take any vowel. If there was a verb before it, it will be changed to fatta. As far as the second word, the mudafun ilayhi, it cannot take any vowel. It can only take kasra. If it has alif lam, it will take a single kasra. If there's no alif lam, then it will take tanween, a double kasra. All right? Usually the meaning of the idafa construction will include the word of, like the book of Muhammad. Huh? Or Babul Bayt, the door of the house. Huh? Or Ibnu Ahmed, the son of Ahmed, and so on, like this. Usually it shows the relationship, and the meaning of it can be translated with of. It's not mandatory to translate it like that, but you can translate it like that. Okay? You might say Ibn Muhammad, the son of Muhammad. Or you might say Muhammad's son, without using of. Okay? But in any case, if you use of, it gives some clarity to the idafa and helps you to remember how it works. Okay? So that's basically it. Any question about al-idafa specifically from the last lesson? Because we're going to go on today. Just going to read the one exercise that we didn't do, and then we're going to go on to the new lesson, which deals with matters related to femininity, feminine nouns, adjectives, demonstrative pronouns and stuff like this in the feminine form. We're going to talk about that today. So is there any question before we go on about what we took in the past, about last week's lesson, about al-idhafa or something like this? Okay, alhamdulillah, there are no questions. That is good, I hope. Okay, let's look at lesson number 5. Before we go on to lesson 6, we have one exercise remaining that you should have read for homework. We did not read it in class. We did not read it in class. Lesson number 5, page 28, exercise number 4. On the bottom of the page, it says read. I asked you, and I reminded you with the email, to read this exercise. The reason why we skipped it last week was for the sake of time. It's a long exercise, and I didn't want to get stuck with it and not finish the rest of the lesson. So we skipped it. If you remember, I don't know if you remember, but I wrote it down, so I would remember. Okay, we didn't do this exercise, so we're going to do it today, and then inshallah we're going to go to lesson 6 and do as much of lesson 6 as possible. We started actually talking about lesson 6 last week, some idea about it, but anyway, we're going to go with this, okay, for now. Okay, exercise number 4 on page 28. Page 28. Does everybody have it? Page 28. This is page 28, like this. 8, 8, and 2, 28. And here go the numbers over here for us to remember. Please try to memorize these numbers. You have it, Aki? Of course. You all have it over here? Not in the back of the book, in the Arabic part of the book. Okay. In the Arabic part of the book. Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Mustafa. Alaykum salam. You good? Mm-hmm. This one here, right?
No.
Okay. Now, you got it, okay? You got it? 28? 26, 27, next page, right down here. Got it? You got it? All right, how about you, Aki? Dawood. Dawood. Okay, let's read, huh? You got it?
Yeah?
The numbers look different? Oh, you mean the 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's another way of making it 2.
Okay.
Sorry. Malish, malish. Okay. Okay, exercise number 4, bottom of page 28. What's the instruction for this exercise? What is it telling us to do? Iqra, read. Iqra, read. That's all it's telling us to do. Iqra, read. Okay, if you want to write it out also, alhamdulillah, you get a lot of practice. It will be good. But anyway, at least you have to read it. Okay, let's start on the right side. Who wants to read over here? Dawood. Please, follow us. Stay with us. When we go from the first sentence to the second one, stay with us. No, do this one here first. Number 1.
Okay.
Aina?
An bait.
Uh-huh.
Bait.
Al-mudarris.
Huwa.
بعيد طيب أين بيت المدرس هو بعيد أين بيت المدرس What does that mean? Where is the house of the teacher? The answer هو بعيد What does that mean? It is far. It is far. Far away. طيب number 2 Who wants to read over here? Bilal, go ahead. Read the vowel on the end of it. What's the vowel on the end of it? Kitabullah. He. Okay, it has to end with kasr because what? Because of what we had in last week's lesson, al-idhafa. That's the idhafa construction. Kitabullahi. The second word with alpha has to always take kasra. It must take kasra. Okay? Al Quranu Kitabullahi. What?
Al Quranu.
Al Quranu. Kitabullahi. Naam. Okay? So what does that mean? The Quran is the book of Allah. Naam. Kitabullahi, the book of Allah. Okay, somebody else over this side. Who wants to read? Naam. Mansour. Read it one more time. Look. Al-Ka'ba. Ayn has sukoon. Ayn has sukoon. Al-Ka'batu. No problem. Al-Ka'batu Baytullahi. What does that mean?
The Kaaba is the house of Allah.
Naam. Baytullahi. Mudafun. Mudafun ilayhi. Arba'a. Number four. Naam. Ahmed.
Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Naam. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullahi. What does that mean? Naam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Jayid. Naam. And by the way, Allah says in the Quran, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That indeed Allah and His angels make salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all you who believe, do likewise, supplicate for salat and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is incumbent upon us when we hear the name of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make du'a for him, either in an audible voice or in a low whisper, but we should make du'a. It is very rewardable. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayhi salatan," and some narrations, "Wahida sallallahu alayhi biha ashara." So whoever makes dua for salat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah will grant that person 10 times. 10 times. Naam. So let's try to make dua whenever we can. Naam. Tayyib. Kharaja al mudarrisu with dhamma. Naam, min ghurfatil mudiri. Kharaja al mudarrisu min ghurfatil mudiri. What does it mean? The teacher went out from the office of the mudir. What's the mudir?
Director,
headmaster, whatever. Naam, the boss. Tayyib. Even though we didn't have this yet, but kharaja al-mudarrisu, mudarris is the one who's doing the action. And in a sentence, a verbal sentence, a jumla fi'liya, the one who's doing the action is always going to take dhamma. The one who's doing the action is called the fa'il, is always going to take dhamma. So you say kharaja al-mudarrisu, because he's the one doing the action, the mudarris, he's the one who went out. Therefore, that word should always end with dhamma. Fayyib, number six. Naam, over on this side. Anybody on this side? Okay, hold on, slow down. Give somebody else a chance. Naam, go ahead, Ibrahim.
هذا بيت حامد وذلك بيت خالد.
Naam, هذا بيت حامد وذلك بيت خالد. Meaning? Okay, look, this and that, near and far. This, near, hadha, is the house of Hamid. And that, thalika, far, is the house of Khalid. This is used for things near, and thalika, I mean, hadha is used for things near, and thalika is used for things which are far. Sabah. Hold on. Anybody else over here want to give it a shot? On this side, somebody else who didn't do one yet.
Huh? Do I see any hands up on this side? You didn't do one yet? No, somebody who didn't go yet. Nobody else? All right, we'll come back. Bilal, Rahim.
Ibn Ammar.
Ammarin, mudaf, mudafu ilay. Majroor with kasra.
Ibn Ammarin talibu. Wabn yasirin.
Tajirun. Okay, please try to be careful in the pronunciation of words like the letters of ta and ta. Ta, ta. Tajirun. Tajirun, ta, that's a different letter. Tajirun, okay? So it should be Ibnu Ammarin Talibun. Wabnu Yasirin Tajirun. Okay, this is an idafa construction. Ibn Ammarin, the son of Ammar. Okay? And likewise, Ibn Wabn Yasirin, the son of Yasir. These are idafa constructions. The son of Ammar is a talib. What's a talib?
Student.
And the son of Yasir is a tajir. What's a tajir? Merchant or trader. Naam. Tayyib, thamaniya, number 8. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Number 8. Tayyib, give it a shot, ya Daoud. Tayyib, Baytul Mudarrisi. Okay, you can't say Baytun, right? Because this is Mudafun. Mudafun never takes Tanween or Alif Lam. Baytul Mudarrisi. Uh-huh. Ba'idun. Now it's wa. Wa Baytu. Tajiris, mudaf, mudaf ilay. Qaribun. Qaribun. Qa. So in the back of the throat, from the back, the last part of the tongue, just before you get to the throat. The end of the tongue before you get to the throat. Qa. Qaribun. Okay. Baytul Mudarrisi Baidun. Wa Baytul Tajiri Qaribun. Baytul Mudarris means what? The house of the what?
Teacher.
The house of the teacher is Baidun. What's Baidun?
Far.
And the house of the Tajir? What's the Tajir? Merchant. The house of the merchant is near. Qaribun. This exercise is a reading exercise. The purpose of this exercise, number one, is to see where you are with your reading. You should be able to read it. It's a reading exercise. Second benefit of this exercise is to see the rules that we have studied before, of especially idafa. That we had in this lesson, mudaf, mudaf ilay. You see, a idafa construction, you cannot put alif lam or tanween on the first word of idafa. And the second word of idafa, the mudaf ilay, must take kasra. That's what we just learned in this lesson. And we went over a number of times. So when we're reading, we have to apply the rules. That's the purpose of learning the grammatical rules, so that we can apply them. So when you read or when you speak, you will be able to speak or read properly. Okay, number 9. Okay, we'll come here and then we'll go around. Go ahead. Ahmed.
Ala miftahu sayarati. Sayarati. Aina miftahu al-bayti.
Jayid. Hada miftahu sayarati. Miftahus. That's the harf. from حروف شمسية سين مفتاح السيارة T right مضاف إليه because it's what مضاف إليه has to take كسرة مفتاح السيارة أين مفتاح البيت مفتاح البيت is مضاف إليه has to take كسرة مفتاح البيت أين مفتاح البيت okay what's the meaning of this هذا مفتاح السيارة This is the key. One key. Miftah. For the key of the car. Naam.
Where is the key to the house?
Where is the key of the house? Or the key to the house? Miftahul bayti. Naam. Ashara. Okay. Mansoor. We're coming around.
Man anta ya waladun.
Man anta ya wa?
Ya waladun.
Waladun.
Ya waladun.
What happens to the tanwin when you have ya? No. If you have ya, you can't have tanwin with ya.
No, ya waladi. Ya waladi. Or ya waladu.
Waladu. It remains dhamma, but it has to be a single dhamma because of ya and nida, okay?
Man anta ya waladu.
Now, man anta ya waladu. Answer.
Anna ibn abadi.
النبن عباس من أنت يا ولد What does that mean
Who are you
أنت Who are you Okay We had pronouns and prepositions also We didn't go over them today But we had in the past lesson pronouns and prepositions in lesson 4 أنت is one of the pronouns that we had من أنت Who are you يا ولد
Oh boy
or child نعم النبن عباس What does that mean أنا Naam. I am Anna is a pronoun that we had. I am the son of Abbas. Tayyib number 11, ya Ibrahim. You're coming around.
Wabnu man huwa.
Wabnu man huwa.
Wabnu Khalidin.
Wabnu Khalidin. Notice he said Wabnu Khalidin. Huh? Because of idafa, mudaf ilay. Ibnu Khalidin. Taib. Wabnu man huwa. What is the meaning of that? Wabnu man huwa. The son of who is he? Whose son is he? Who is this other guy? He said, I'm the son of Abbas. So he said, Wabnu man huwa. Whose son is he? Another person. Huwabnu Khalidin. And notice that. The Hamzatul Wasl, we didn't go over Hamzatul Wasl, but in the last lesson we had Hamzatul Wasl also, right? That you have to join the vowel of the letter before it to the vowel after the Hamzatul Wasl. So we have wa being joined to the ba, wabnu. Hamzatul Wasl joins what's before it to what's after it. Wabnu men huwa. Huwa joining the Hamzatul Wasl, huwabnu. Huwabnu. Khalidin. So please pay attention to the rule for Hamzatul Wasl. It joins the last vowel of the last letter before it to the letter with sukoon. That's after Hamzatul Wasl. Okay? Naam. Number 12. Yeah, Bilal.
Masjidu.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلم
هو في المدينة
نعم هو في المدينة Just pronounce the waw with a shadd, munawwara. Munawwarati. Now, with shadd on the waw, munawwarati. Aina masjidu rasulillahi. Masjidu is mudawf. Rasul mudawf ilayhi. Masjidu rasulillahi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Huwa. في المدينة في المدينة حرف جاء في المدينة المنورة طيب what does that mean What does that mean? Aina masjidu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the masjid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? هو في المدينة المنورة. What does that mean? It is in Naam. In the Medina. The Medina المنورة. But again, we don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but Medina المنورة, this description of Medina is not proper. Okay, it's not a proper name for Medina. المنورة. This is from Sufism. Okay, because Munawwara means illuminated, light, from Noor. And they claim that the Prophet ﷺ was created from light, not like other human beings. And we don't accept that nonsense. Okay, so they call him Medina Munawwara, it's illuminated by the light that Allah created, the Prophet. He's a light. Yeah, he's a light spiritually, but he wasn't created from light. Okay, so it's more proper to say Medina An-Nabawiyyah. He is a prophet for sure. Nabi, right? So Nabawiyyah is correct. Naam. Or Tayyiba. Tayyib al-Tayyiba, as he called it himself. But as far as Munawwara, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never used this expression. Yeah, illuminated city. But the origin of this name comes from Sufism. It's in common usage today. Everybody uses it today. But I'm just saying. Okay, we're not arguing the point. We're just saying, be aware. It's not really proper. Some of the scholars have mentioned it. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen mentioned it. Sheikh, one of the students of Sheikh Al-Bani mentioned his book, Al-Qawl Al-Mubin Fi Akhtar Al-Musallin. Sheikh Mashur Hassan Salman. Fidhullah. Tayyib. Number 13. Naam, Jabir. Madrasati. جامعتي نعم بنت حامد مضاف إليه that's إضافة construction بنت حامد في المدرسة that's a حرف جار في المدرسة وبنت محمد بنت محمد that's مضاف إليه again في الجامعة جامعتي what does it mean بنت حامد في المدرسة what's the meaning The daughter of Hamid is in the school, al-madrasa. And the daughter of Muhammad is in the university, al-jami'ah. Al-jami'ah. Huh? Al-jami'ah with a long vowel in the beginning, jami'ah. Tayyib, number 14, 14. Naam, we'll go around. Go ahead, Ibrahim. سيد اسم المدرس سعيد واسم واس join what's before همزة الوصل to what's after it واسم المهندس خالد what is the meaning اسم المدرس سعيد the name of the teacher is سعيد واسم المهندس خالد and the name of the engineer is خالد طيب 15 نعم 15 نعم حنيف طيب عمو that's مضاف إليه so طالب should have what vowel مضاف إليه الطالب is the is, it should have كسرة نعم عمو الطالبي عمو الطالبي غني what does that mean the uncle Naam. The uncle of the student is rich. Naam. 16. Naam, Abu Bakr.
Babul masjid maftuhun wa babul madrasati mughlaqun.
Okay, read it one more time. Pay attention to the first idafa construction. Read it one more time.
Babul masjid.
Naam. نعم
وباب المدرسة مغلق
جيد باب المسجد ده مضاف إليه باب المسجد مفتوح وباب المدرسة that's مضاف مضاف إليه again وباب المدرسة مغلق. Okay, what's the meaning? باب المسجد مفتوح. What's the meaning of مفتوح?
Open.
So the bab of the masjid is open. Huh? The door of the masjid is open. And what does it mean of مغلقٌ? Closed or locked. وَبَابُ الْمَدْرَسَةِ But the door of the madrasa is what? It's locked. It's closed. What's the meaning of المدرسة? The school. 17. نعم. غير أحمد.
خال حامد فقير.
نعم. خال حامد فقير. What's فقير?
Poor.
Poor. So the خال, what does the meaning of خال?
Maternal uncle.
Huh? Maternal uncle. Mother's brother. The uncle of حامد, his maternal uncle, is فقير. Poor. نعم. 18. نعم. بلال. سيارة عباس that's مضاف إليه. What does it mean? The car of Abbas is in the what? Sharia. In the street. Okay, turn the page. Page 30. 19. Let's finish this up. Yes, go ahead, Mansour.
Ibn Man Anta. Anna Ibn Mudarisin.
Naam, read it one more time, the answer. Be careful, don't make any vowels long. There's no long vowel there. Listen to mudarisi. Is there mudarisi or mudarrisi?
Mudarisi.
Okay, it's not a long vowel. It's a shadda on the ra. Okay, don't say mudarisi. It's mudarrisi. Okay, ibn man anta. Whose son are you? The son of who are you? An abnul mudarrisi. I am what? Son of the teacher. 20. Ishroon. 20. Ishroon. Yam. Go ahead. Bilal. Al-Kalbu. Naam.
Aina kitabu.
Again?
Aina al-kalbu.
Aina al-kalbu, naam.
Aina al-kalbu. Huwa
tahta?
Huwa
tahta. Huwa tahta. 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 نعم تحت سيارتي. نعم. Why is سيارتي? Anybody who can tell me why is سيارتي تحت سيارتي? نعم. Go ahead. A word following تحت is مجرور because words following تحت are in إضافة automatically. The noun that's following takta is automatically an idhafa. Okay, so it has to be majroor. Okay, that was the exercise that we had left. And that was part of our homework, to read that exercise, in addition to writing out the exercises that we did in lesson 5 in the last class, from 2 through 9. And then I asked you to review the key for lesson 6, especially points number 1 and 2. And to read the dialogue for lesson number 6. And to listen to the audio file for lesson number 6. Because today we want to do lesson number 6. So I hope you read the key to lesson number 6. And I hope you read the dialogue to lesson number 6. And I hope you listened to the audio file for lesson number 6. Alright? In this lesson we're going to deal with التأنيث. تأنيث الاسم. يعني the feminine form of nouns. And we're going to also deal with a couple of new words like جد jiddan, which means very, like this, hadha kabirun jiddan, and aydan, which means also, hadha kabir, hadha aydan kabirun, this is also big. We're going to deal with the harf jar, lam, the lam, like in alhamdu lillahi, li, hadha li hamidin, naam. Attendance sheet. Okay. Naam. Just one moment. Inshallah, we will look for one. Allahu musta'an. Maybe I didn't bring it. I don't know. But the brothers, I will take care of, no problem. I think I left my attendance folder. I was trying to not carry so many things. All right, please, just if they can just put the names on a blank piece of paper, inshallah. I left the attendance folder. Subhanallah. All right. All right, let's look at the key quickly. Okay, I hope that you read it already. I hope that you read it already. The key is on page 15 in the back of the book, in the English part of the book. Okay, lesson number 6. This lesson actually only contains 5 points. But the last 2 points are just vocabulary words. Aidan, which means also, and jiddan, which means very. When you're describing something as very big or very small or very sweet or whatever. Tayyib. The first 2 points are the heart of this lesson, and the third point is dealing with li as a preposition. Okay, I'm going to read the third, fourth, and fifth point quickly. And then we're going to go to the essence of the lesson and spend some time with that to make sure that we grasp it thoroughly. So I'm going to go down the point number 3 on the bottom of page 15. It says, li is a preposition meaning belongs to or for. This is for so-and-so. For example, hadha li bilalin. This belongs to Bilal, or this is for Bilal. وَذَلِكَ لِحَامِدٍ, and that belongs to Hamid, or that is for Hamid. Okay? And we also, if you turn the page, you see on the top of the page we have Alhamdu Lillahi. The praise belongs to Allah. Note that the word Allah becomes Lillahi, belongs to Allah, by just dropping the Aleph. What do we mean by that? We have the word Allah, right? And if you want to add the preposition, you want to add the preposition that means li or for, all we have to do is leave off this aleph in the beginning and make kasra on the first lam. Okay? This aleph, if you use the preposition li on this word, you're going to delete this aleph here. You're going to delete the aleph. You're going to just leave it off. This aleph in the word Allah, if you add use the preposition li, the aleph is not going to be written nor pronounced. Rather, we're just going to put a kasra on the lam. Alright? That's just a writing convention. The word Allah, or any word that begins with aleph lam, if you use a preposition, the preposition li in front of it, then the aleph, which is for Hamzatul Wasl, will not be written. You will just put the lam directly to the word, without the aleph of aleph lam, without the Hamzatul Wasl. Naam. So, they said this, the note that the word Allah becomes lillahi, belonging to Allah, by just dropping the aleph. No lam need be added to the word. Meaning there's already a lamb in the beginning of the word, right? So you don't need to add another lamb, just put kasra on it. Fayyib. Also under this point here it says limen, the preposition li plus men. Men means what? Who? Li men. For who? For who? Liman hadha. For who is this? Or whose is this? Okay? Whose is this? Whom does this belong to? Li men. To whom? For whom is this? Who does this belong to? Okay? So you say, Limanil Kitabu. Limanil Kitabu. Here we have Liman. To whom does this belong? What? The book. Whose is the book? Or whose book is this? The only thing you need to note here that's of importance in terms of reading is that the word men has a sukoon on the noon. But that sukoon, if it's followed by alif lam, has to be given the vowel kasra. So don't say liman al-kitab. But rather you add kasra to men and you say limanil kitab. Limanil kitab. Whose is the book or whose book is this? Okay, so note when men becomes, note that men becomes many when followed by alif lam. So you say menil. You dropped the fatha from al, that's added for hamzat al-wasl, and pronounce the kasra from, that you added to men, menil. Is that clear or is not clear? Should I write it on the board and explain it again? I don't mind, it's okay. Because it's a simple matter, but it's important that you understand it. Okay, if we have here, we have the word, we have li, right? And we have men. And men originally has sukoon. But if it's followed by alif lam, which has a fatha that's added on the hamza til wasl, right? But we don't need hamza til wasl when the hamza til wasl is preceded by another word. We can join what's before the hamza to what's after it, right? This is a sukoon, and this is a sukoon. You can't have two sukoons back to back in Arabic. So this one has to be vowelized. Huh? Has to be given a vowel. So we're adding this vowel here. Now we're going to connect this vowel from the noon with kasra to the lam, and we're going to say ma nil. Limanil kitab. Limanil. Okay? In other words, whenever you have this word men and it's followed by alif lam, which is a hamza til wasl, you can't connect a sukoon to a sukoon. So you have to put a vowel there. So we put kasra. You must put kasra on men. If it was min, the preposition min, if it was min, which also has sukoon, but men is written with fatha and min is written with kasra. So men with fatha, you add to it a kasra, opposite vowel. But men with kasra, you add to it fatha, opposite vowel. Okay, if the word is M-I-N, you put a fatha on it. If it's M-A-N, you put a kasra on it. Because this is what? Men with kasra, so you put a fatha. This one is men with a fatha, so you put a kasra. You put the opposite vowel. If it's fatha, you put kasra. If it's kasra, you put fatha. Okay? These two words are important words. Now, more than one men?
Men.
Men. Men. Oh, that would be easy.
Man.
Yeah, you just change the word from rajul to rijal. We don't have the word men's in Arabic. There's no such thing as men's.
Oh, we don't have men's in English either.
I know, but he's telling your uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to go back and tell his brother or sister. If he's your uncle. Naam. Alright? Alright. So, now let's look at the femininity. At the top of lesson 6, we have in this lesson we learn, number 1, hadhihi. Hadhihi. Hadhihi is ism ishara, like we have here, okay? Before we had hadha in lesson 1, and we had ذَلِكَ in lesson 2. For things which are near, lil qareeb. And ذَلِكَ for things which are far, lil ba'eed. Okay? This, هَذَا and ذَلِكَ are مُذَكِّر, masculine. Those are used for masculine things. This one, مُؤَنَّث, is used for feminine.
feminine things. Okay? So, what you have to remember, whenever you're talking about something that's masculine, you have to use the mudhakkar form. Hatha, for things which are qareeb, near. And dhalika, for things which are ba'id, far. Okay? But if you're pointing to something that's feminine, you got to use hadhihi for things which are qareeb, near. And tilka for things which are ba'id, far. In this lesson, we're going to take hadhihi. And in the next lesson, we're going to take tilka. Okay? In the next lesson, we're going to take tilka. But just remember that hadhihi replaces the feminine word hadha. And tilka replaces, hadhihi replaces the masculine ism ishara hadha. And tilka replaces the masculine ism ishara dhalika. Okay, so this lesson, hadhihi, which is the feminine of hadha, it is pronounced hadhihi with a long vowel, even though the aleph is not written. The aleph is omitted in writing, but you have to pronounce it. Hadhihi. The same as hadha. The aleph is omitted in writing, but you have to pronounce it. Hadha. Hadhihi. We say hadha waladun. Wahadhihi bintun. This is a boy and this is a girl. Hadha waladun. Waladun is masculine. So you say hadha. Bint is feminine. So you say hadhihi. Okay? If you were talking about a man, a rajul, you would say hadha rajulun. But if you're talking about a woman, imra'a, you would say hadhihi imra'atun. Okay, you're talking about a brother, akh, you say hadha akhun. Hadha is for masculine. But if you're talking about a sister, ukht, you don't say hadha ukhtun. You have to say what? Hadhihi ukhtun. Feminine. Okay, if you're talking about a father, ab, you say hadha abun. Hadha abun. This is a father. But if you're talking about a mother, you can't say hadha ummun. Hadha is for masculine. So for you have to say what? Hadhihi ummun. Okay? Hadha for things masculine, hadhihi for things feminine. Tayyib. And likewise, not only with people, it's clear, right, that ab, father, is masculine. And mother, is feminine. We know that, right? Akh, brother, is masculine. Ukht, sister, is feminine. We know that. But what about things that are not physically masculine or feminine? Then you have to know these things. And you know most of the time, because feminine nouns and adjectives usually have tarmabuta. But in case it doesn't have tarmabuta or any feminine sign, you have to memorize that this word is feminine. Okay, there are some words, they don't have any sign that they are feminine. But most words do. Like if you see, sayyaratun. Sayyaratun. It has tarmabuta. So you know that it's feminine. So that's how you know that it's feminine. Okay, so there are some words, they have tarmabuta, so you know it's feminine because of that. But there are other words that don't. Now, okay, so after this, the second point is, which I just started to talk about, nouns and adjectives. Adjectives are words that describe other words, that describe nouns, right? In Arabic we say it's a naat or a sifa. That's an adjective. An adjective is a naat or a sifa. So regular nouns, if you want to describe a noun, use an adjective, use a naat or a sifa. So nouns and adjectives, both of them, are made feminine by adding a ta marbuta. A ta marbuta at the end of the word. And the last letter before this ta marbuta takes a fatha. Okay? So for example, they gave you the word mudarris, like this, right? Mudarrisun. Mudarrisun means what?
Teacher.
A teacher. If you want to make it feminine, what you do, add to the end of the word, the last letter seen, add tarmabuta. Just add tarmabuta to the end of the word. And the last vowel before the tarmabuta, though, has to be fatha. The last vowel on the seen before was dhamma. But now that you add a tarmabuta, you have to change it to a fatha. Because tarmabuta The last letter before Tarbabuta has to be Fatta or Fatta Aleph. Okay? So what you're going to do to make this word Mudarrisun, a male teacher, to Mudarrisatun, a female teacher, you're going to change the vowel from Dhamma to Fatta, and you're going to change, you're going to add to the end of the word Ta Marbuta. So the tanween from the seen is transferred to the Tarmabuta. And the vowel before is changed to a Fatta. Okay, same thing, like for example, okay, Hakimun. Hakimun. Like you want to say, he is a Mudarrisun Hakimun. A wise teacher. This is an adjective describing Mudarris. Okay, this is a noun, Mudarris. I want to describe what kind of Mudarris? Hakimun. He's a wise teacher. So now, what if I want to describe a female teacher? Mudarrisatun. I got to change the adjective the same way I changed this to make this feminine. I got to change this and make it feminine. So the last letter, the mim, I'm going to add to the mim, ta marbuta. And when I do that, I'm going to transfer the tanween from this mim to the ta marbuta and change the vowel of the mim to fatta. And you can do that with any word, like alimun. If you wanted to say, you were describing a female, you would say alimatun. Azizun, you would say azizatun. Kabirun, you would say kabiratun. And like this, saghirun, saghiratun. Just add tarmabuta. Okay, this is how you change a noun or an adjective from masculine to feminine. Okay, now, after that it says what? Certain nouns have a separate form for feminine. For example, ibnun, for the feminine we use bintun. Instead of just adding tarmabuta, we have a separate word altogether, bintun. And likewise, akhun, we can't just add tarmabuta, but rather we say ukhtun. Ukhtun, huh? So there are some words that you cannot add tarmabuta. Most overwhelming majority of the words you can just add tarmabuta. But there are some words that you don't add tarmabuta. Okay? Some words that you don't. So you have to learn those words. All nouns in Arabic, this is a big point here. All nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. All nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. Are either masculine or feminine. There's no neuter. Huh? Like if in English, right? A wall, is it masculine or feminine? Neither. It's not masculine or feminine. Right? A rug, is it masculine or feminine? Neither masculine or feminine. But in Arabic, a wall is either masculine or feminine. It has to be one. Jidar is masculine in Arabic. A wall in Arabic is jidar. Is masculine. A house, bait, is masculine. Is masculine. A shajara, shajaratun. Has tarmabuta, right? That means the tree is feminine. Mu'annath. Naam. A sayyaratun has tarmabuta. That means the car is feminine. Huh? Lafis? Nafis? Well, it can be masculine or feminine. Nafis is the adjective. Nafis is masculine, but Nafisatun is feminine. Now, okay, so all nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. Feminine nouns and adjectives usually have the tarmabuta ending, but there are certain words which do not have this ending. Students, when learning a new noun, must learn its gender. Yani, is it masculine or feminine? You must learn that also. Double members of the body are usually feminine, while single members of the body are usually masculine. I put usually in there because it's not absolute. For example, you have two hands, right? So the word yedun, even though it doesn't have tarmabuta, because it's a pairs, it's in pairs, so it's in Arabic, yed is feminine. Rijlun, which means foot or leg. Rijl, you have two of them, so it is feminine. Aynun, eye, you have two of them, a pair of eyes, so it is feminine.
أذنٌ. You have two of them, a pair of ears, so it is feminine. رأسٌ. You only have one head, right? الحمد لله. Imagine if you had two heads. مشكلة. Have your problem. You have one head, it's masculine. You have one nose, masculine. أنفٌ. فمٌ. You have one mouth, masculine. وجهٌ. Face. You have one face. Inshallah, the Muslims only have one face. The hypocrites have two faces. One when they come to the believers, and one when they go to the kafirs. But Allah created us with one face. And then the hypocrites, they went off this natural path, and they went into some deviation called nifaq. And they came out with two faces. Allahu musta'an. Allah save us from that. Okay, this is what we had for the key. Okay? Now, let's look quickly at the Arabic text in the book. Arabic text on page 33. And next week, somebody remind me, and inshallah, if you don't remind me, I'll remind myself, that we're going to have an oral test in the beginning of the class on the vocabulary for this lesson. The lesson, today's lesson, the vocabulary in lesson 6, I'm going to give you an oral test next week. Oral test. What does that mean? I'm not going to mock you. You're going to mock your own self. I'm just going to ask you the meanings of words from the vocabulary, and you will grade your own self. MashaAllah, if you like yourself a lot, you will be honest. You will not give yourself Mumtaz. Excellent. If you didn't get Mumtaz. I trust you, inshallah. I don't worry about it. I know you will be honest with yourself. Inshallah. Study the vocabulary, okay? Inshallah, we'll try to go at the end of the class. But the vocabulary is important. Okay, we're going to what? We're going to the beginning of the dialogue. Beginning of the lesson. On page 33. Ad-Dars As-Sadisu. This lesson is mainly dealing with the word at the top of the page, hadhihi, hadhihi. Now, if you study the vocabulary, as you were supposed to for homework, you will know some of these words. But if you didn't study it, then you may have some difficulty. So what I'm going to do is go back to the key again and go over the vocabulary quickly so you have some idea of what is going on. I'm going back to the key. You can turn back if you want to page 17, the English key. Or you can just listen, no problem. Some of these words we already mentioned already. Some of them we didn't. We're going to look in the right column on page 17. Going from the right side straight down the first column. Al-anfu means what?
Nose.
Al-famu? Mouth. Al-qidru? Cooking pot. Notice that al-qidru does not have talmabuta. But qidru is feminine. So that you have to memorize that. If you describe it with an adjective, you have to use a feminine adjective. Don't say al-qidru al-kabiru. No, al-qidru al-kabiratu with tarmabuta. Okay? Al-udhunu, ear. Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
You have two of them. It's feminine, right? Two ears. Al-aynu, eye. Is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Two eyes, if it's a pair, it's feminine, generally speaking. Al-yadu, hand, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Ar-rijlu, leg, masculine or feminine?
Feminine,
good. Sari'un, fast, masculine or feminine? It's probably masculine. Why? It doesn't have tarmabuta. There are some words that don't have tarmabuta that are feminine, but we will point those out. Otherwise, if you don't see tarmabuta, it's masculine. Alright? Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Sari'un, fast. An-nafidhatu, the window, is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Because it has tarmabuta. Al-sharqu, east, masculine or feminine?
Masculine,
no tarmabuta. Al-mikwatu, iron, for ironing. Ironing. Is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
How do we know it's feminine? Tarmabuta. Notice the vowel before tarmabuta has to be what?
Fatta
or
Fatha Aleph. Remember, when we went over in the book, I said, it said it has to be Fatha. I said, or Fatha Aleph. This word, Mikwat, the vowel before Tarmabuta is Fatha Aleph. Iron. Al-Baqaratu, the cow, is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Tarmabuta. Ad-Darrajatu, bicycle, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Tarmabuta. Notice, there's a shadda on the ra and a long vowel after it, Fatha Aleph. Darraja. Darrajatu. Taib. Al-Mil'aqatu, spoon, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Since you have two spoons, it's feminine, right? Huh? Tarmabuta. Wake up. Al-Fallahu, the farmer, masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
What if it's a female farmer? A woman could be a farmer, right? Fallahatu. Al-Fallahatu. Okay, we put Tarmabuta on it. Al-Ummu, mother, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
No Tarmabuta. How is it feminine? Automatically. It's automatically. That's in Islam, it has to be. Only in kufr and insanity. Baby child got two mothers. A'udhu billah min hadha. This is what these people are propagating today. You have two mothers or two fathers. What is this insanity, akhi? What has the world come to? I don't even think the people of Lot, alayhi salam, I don't even think those people even use this kind of language. And they were homos. These people today say you can have two mothers, two fathers. Imagine a child go to school, say, how's your father? I don't have a father, I have two mothers. A'udhu billah. Then the children get twisted, their brains are polluted. Subhanallah. It's crazy. A brother was telling me today, he's down in North Carolina this morning, Fajr time, he told me, his daughter was complaining about the girl who sit next to her bothering her all the time. When he went up to the school to complain, they had the girl in the office, and his daughter in the office, and called the girl's mother up. He came in the office, he said, where the girl at? His daughter said, right there. He looked. He had to look three times. He thought it was a boy.
Oh.
Little girl, Aki, in elementary school, lesbian. Dressed like a boy, haircut like a boy. He walked right past the girl. He said, where the girl at? Daughter said, right there.
So where did the kid get it from? The mother?
He came, the mother came. The mother was a lesbian.
Oh.
Aki, this is insanity. May Allah save us. May Allah save us from this insanity. Taib al-Abu. The father is masculine for sure. No doubt about it. As-Thallajatu. Shadda on the lamb. Fatha Aleph. Long vowel. Thallaja. Thallaja. As-Thallajatu. Refrigerator. Masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Tarmabuta. As-Shayu. As-Shayu. Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
No Tarmabuta. T. Al-Maghribu. The West, is masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
And al-Maghrib, it means the place of the setting of the sun. And it means the time of the setting of the sun. So al-Maghrib means the east. And it also means sunset time. Because, west. Because al-Maghrib means the place of the place or the time of the setting of the sun. So here, it means west because it's talking about the place where the sun sets in the west. But it also means the time of sunset, like we say, Salat al-Maghrib. The Salat of, not the Salat of the West, the Salat of what? Of the sunset, time of sunset.
What about for Morocco?
Al-Maghrib, naam. Morocco is called Al-Maghrib because it's in the West. If you see in Mecca going to the West, you go to Morocco.
So that's how you got
the name. Yeah, that's how it came. The name came because it's West, naam.
Nigeria is also West.
Because Mecca is the center of the earth, naam. Shay, shay. It's sheen, fatha, alif. Yeah, shay. If you say shay with a short vowel, shay, sheen, fatha, ya, that means a thing. Shayun. Shayun means tea. Shayun means a thing. Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over everything. Kulli shay'in. Shay, with short vowel, fatta ya, diphthong, that means a thing. Shayun. Shayun means tea. Qayy. Al-qahwatu. Coffee. Masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Who would ever know that coffee was feminine? All that coffee you was drinking, you didn't know it was feminine, right? Shay is masculine. Kahwa is feminine. Huh? Naam, in Arabic language. So when you describe it, make sure you describe it properly with masculine or feminine adjectives. Okay, now we go back to the text again, the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson.
These are the words we have to study.
Yeah, please study those words. Okay, like every chapter we have to study the vocabulary, right? The same way, but now I want to encourage you to study this week, so that's why I'm threatening you with a quiz. Thalaj. You have to pronounce the fatha and the jim. And the tarmabuta, really, you have to pronounce it. But if you stop on it, you pronounce it as H. You pronounce it ha. Thalajah. Jah. Okay? But you can't say thalaj. No. You have to put fatha ha. The tarmabuta on the end will not be pronounced as ta, T, if you stop on it. But it will be pronounced as H. Thalajah. Thalajah. Naam. طيب الدرس السادس هذه is the feminine of هذا means this or this is when you're pointing to something near if it's far feminine you say تلك in the next lesson we'll take it okay follow please follow هذا ابن حامد هذا ابن حامد هذا ابن حامد وهذه بنت ياسر Okay, what's the meaning of هذا ابن حامد هذا ابن حامد This is the son of Hamid وهذه What is the meaning of وهذه And this بنت ياسر is the daughter of Yasir. طيب ابن حامد جالس وبنت ياسر واقفة ابن حامد جالس نعم جابر The son of Hamid is sitting جالس sitting وبنت ياسر بنت ياسر مضاف إليه وَبِنْتُ يَاسِرٍ وَاقِفَةٌ What's the meaning?
The daughter of Yasir is standing.
The daughter of Yasir is standing. Remember, جَالِسٌ and وَاقِفٌ we had back in lesson 1 or lesson 2? 2, huh? Naam, lesson 2. Okay, anyway, it was in the beginning. It was in the beginning, early on. But if you don't review the vocabulary, you will forget these words. That's the point I want to make, huh? What's my point? If you don't review the vocabulary, you forget these words. We learn these words in lesson 1 or 2. But in any case, the point is, you have to review them. Jalisun means sitting. Waqifun means standing. But here we have waqifatun. Why do we change it from waqifun to waqifatun? Because bint is feminine. So if you're describing bint with an adjective, you have to make the adjective feminine. Okay, bintu yasirun, we're not describing Yasir, we're describing the daughter of Yasir is standing. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be deceived by Yasirun. Waqifatun is not an adjective describing Yasir. Rather, waqifatun is a feminine adjective describing the daughter of Yasir. Because the sentence says, bintu Yasir, waqifatun. We are talking about who's standing? Yasir? Or Yasir's daughter. We're talking about the daughter of Yasir. So you have to make a feminine adjective to describe things as feminine. Bintu Yasirin Waqifatun with Tarmabuta. Okay, next paragraph. Men Hadihi. Before we had lesson 1, Men Hadha. Who is this? Yeah. Now we have men hadhihi. What does that mean?
Who is this?
Hadhihi and hadha mean the same thing. Exactly. Except you use hadha for masculine things and use hadhihi for feminine things. Don't say men hadhihi means who is she. No. It means who is this? If you said men hadha, it means who is this? If you say men hadhi, it still means who is this? But you know when you say men hadhi, you're talking about something feminine. A person who is feminine. You're talking about a female. Because you say men hadhihi. So you know they're asking you about a female. If you said men hadha, you know they're asking you about a male. Five. Men hadhi, hadhihi ukhtu al-muhandisi. Why al-muhandisi? Mudawfun ilayhi. Ukhtu al-muhandisi. What does it mean? Ukhtu al-muhandisi? Now,
this is the daughter of the engineer.
Hadhihi ukhtu al-muhandisi. I'm sorry, yes. Sister. Jazakallah khair, Mansoor. Ukhtu al-muhandisi. The sister of the engineer. Ahiya aydan muhandisatun. What does this mean? Ahiya aydan muhandisatun.
Is she also an engineer?
The same word muhandis, we made it feminine by doing what? Take the seen, the last letter, and we added talmabuta. And then we put a fatta on the seen, on the last letter before talmabuta. Muhandisatun. Ahiya aydan. Aydan means also. Here is a pronoun that we had, huwa and here, right? He and she, here. And ah, in the beginning, Hamzatul Istifham makes it a question. Is she also a muhandis, female, muhandis? La. Hiya tabibatun. Hiya what? Tabibatun. Is she also an engineer? What did we say? No. She is a doctor. Note the word tabib ends with ba. If we want to make it a feminine doctor, after the ba you have to put tarmabuta. And then put a fatta on the last letter before the tarmabuta. So you say tabibun, masculine, tabibatun, feminine. Tajirun, masculine, tajiratun, feminine. Tayyib? Next paragraph. Sayyaratu men hadihi. Sayyaratu men, what does that mean? The car of who? Whose car? Whose car is this? Now notice we used hadihi, which is used for feminine things, right? It's referring back to what? Hadihi. It's referring back to sayyara. Sayyara is feminine, right? It has tamabuta. So you have to use the ism ishara that's feminine. Sayyaratu men hadihi. Hadihi sayyaratul mudiri. Hadihi sayyaratul mudiri. Why is it al-mudiri and not mudiru? Mudafun ilay. The car of the mudir. That's mudafun ilay, has to take kasra. Hadihi sayyaratul mudiri. Why are we using hadihi when al-mudir is masculine? Because we're talking about the car, not the mudir. The car belongs to the mudir. But we're talking about the car, right? And the car is feminine, so we have to use hadihi. Type, ma hadihi, what is this? Now, when you say ma hadihi, you know that the person is asking about something that's feminine, right? No. Because hadihi is feminine. The answer, hadihi mikwatun. What is a mikwatun?
Iron.
An old-fashioned iron. It used to be a block of iron that you had to put on something hot to heat it up, put it over the fire on the stove, and it get real hot, start ironing with it, huh? Not no more, right? Not no more. Now you just plug it in, huh?
You remember that?
Huh?
Remember that?
I remember that?
Yeah.
I remember the ice box. What are you talking about? You know what an ice box is? A thalaja. They call it a refrigerator now. They used to call it an ice box. They used to have the ice house right over here. I don't know, St. Mark's or one of them. Go there and buy a block of ice. Huh? Put it inside your ice box. Keep your stuff cold, right? That was in the old days. You young folks don't know nothing about that.
No.
All you know about is refrigerators. Electric. Everything electric now.
Them days there was no electricity, man.
The X-Man used to go around in a truck.
Now.
And say, and look out the window and say, yo, we should have bought the ice up here.
Now, even the milkman used to bring the real milk in them days, remember? Now, in real glass. They ain't even got no real glass no more, hardly, man. Nothing. طيب ما هذه هذه مكوات this is an iron page 34 34 لمن هذه what does this mean لمن who does this belong to لمن to whom does this belong huh who is this for لمن هذه هذه لي خالد Huh? Is something wrong with that?
Yeah.
Come on, what's corrected? هذه لخالد
No,
no,
هذه
لخالد خالدين wake up لي is a preposition, right? حرف جر لي خالدين نعم I just wanted to see you're just going to go with whatever I say or you're going to Correct me, huh? طيب الدراجة أنس هذه الدراجة أنس هذه Notice دراجة أنس That's a construct phrase الإضافة What does it mean? دراجة أنس The bicycle of Anas And in the beginning makes it a question, right? Is this the bicycle of Anas? لا هذه دراجة عمار What does that mean? هذه دراجة عمار This is the bicycle of عمار Right? هذه جديدة This one is what?
New
Jadid means new But if it's feminine You got to change it With Tarmabuta Right Jadidun Jadidatun Naam It's almost time now Darrajatu Anasin Qadimatun Darrajatu Anasin Qadimatun Qadimun Qadimatun Naam The Darraja of Anas Is what Old Hadihi ساعة علي This is the what? The watch of Ali هي جميلة جدا It is what? Very new Beautiful جميلة جدا هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر What is the ملعقة? Spoon. This is a spoon. وهذه قدر. And this is a pot. The reason why you say هذه قدر because قدر is feminine even though there's no ترمبوتة. الملعقة في القدر. الملعقة في القدر. The spoon is in the pot. Inshallah, we're going to finish this reading after the adhan. Just the last couple of lines and then we're going to stop. Inshallah. Right, Bismillah, this is the last couple of sentences, inshallah, we're going to read quickly. On the bottom of the page, the last two lines. هذه بقرة الفلاح. هذه بقرة الفلاح. مضاف مضاف إليه. This is the cow of the farmer. هذا أنف وهذا فم. This is a nose and this is a mouth top of the page 35 comes to وثلاثون هذه أذن وهذه عين this is an ear and this is an eye وهذه يد وهذه رجل This is a hand, and this is a leg. طيب, الحمد لله.
طيب, what I'm going to ask you to do, the first exercise says read and write. Please read it as best you can and write it and see if you can understand it. The second exercise says ما هذا وما هذه, meaning they're asking you two questions. If you look at any picture on there and it's masculine, you should understand the question is ما هذا. Then you'll say هذا قلم, for example. If you look at the picture and it's feminine, then you will understand the question is ما هذه, and you will answer هذه ملعقة, this is a spoon, feminine, and so on. So you have to know which words are masculine and which words are feminine, and you should write out the masculine words with masculine ism ishara هذا, and feminine words with feminine ism ishara هذه. The words that have thalmabuta, you know, are feminine, and the words that are pairs of body parts are also feminine, even though they have no thalmabuta. And al-qidru doesn't have any thalmabuta, nor is it a body part in pairs, but it is feminine, even though it doesn't have thalmabuta. Exercise number three is make sentences, feminine sentences, like the masculine sentences in column one. It says read the example and make sentences on its same pattern. So the sentence on the English on the right side says, like, for example, Muhammadun Talibun, and they want you to make a sentence that's feminine, exactly the same sentence but feminine. So instead of Muhammad you say Aminatu Talibatun, but you gotta make Talib Talibun Talibatun, feminine, okay? And the same thing you do on down the line. Hamidun Tabibun Fatimatu Tabibatun, feminine. Exercise number four says correct the following sentences. There's something wrong with these sentences. Okay? Pay attention to Mudaf, Mudaf Ilay. Okay? Knowing that the Mudaf never takes Alif Lam or Tanween, and the Mudaf Ilay takes Alif Lam or Tanween. And the last exercise, number five, says read and write مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات, making precise the endings of the words. We want to hear all the vowel endings. Is it tanween? Is it a single vowel? Is it dhamma? Is it kasra? We want to know what it is. Read it, write it, and make sure you put the vowel endings. And then you have the new vocabulary words, which we will have a big examination on next week. But you grade yourself, honestly, inshallah. So if you get a lot of them right, mashallah, you will give yourself mumtaz, excellent. And if you get a lot of them wrong, you will give yourself yani la bas, yani not too bad. At least you got some of them right. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.